Welcome to Shomar Shalom and the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and Lev Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says, what's the reason we have three aliyahs in regular day, we have five aliyahs in Yom Tov, and we have seven aliyahs in Shabbos? This three, five, and seven is Kenegan Mi. And the Gemara gives two explanations. One explanation is, it goes based on the Bracha of Birkas Kohanim. The first Pasuk is three words, the second Pasuk is five words, and the third Pasuk is seven words. The second explanation of the Gemara is we have different guards, different levels of closeness to the king. So the first one is Shloisha Shomrei Asaf, the three guards. Then you have Chamisha Meiroye Pnei HaMelech, five people to see the king closer. Then you have Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech, you have seven, they are the advisors to the king, the entire advisors. The Malbim over here in Chidushim and the Shas goes to explain what the Gemara is telling us over here. And he says, when you look at Birkas Kohanim, the first three brachas of Birkas Kohanim are brachas that have to do with Gashmias. Yevarechecha, Hashem will give you bracha. And then, Yishmerecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu will guard you from doing any aveiros, so a person can live in this Olam Hazeh. That's the first three. Then the next five are talking about something which is more spiritual. We're talking about something which is nafshi, which has to do with the nefesh of Adam. And we're talking about Yo'er Hashem Ponav Elecho is Haras Ponim. The Oyer of the Shechina, the Oyer of the Torah. We have it talking about the Nefesh. And then the last Pasuk with seven words, that's referring to the connection of the Neshama to the Guf. And that's why it says, Yisro Hashem Ponav Elecho, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Noise Ponim to the Neshama, even though the Guf is doing Chatoim, but the Neshama is influenced by the body. And that's the special Indian that you have in this last Pasuk, referring to how the Neshama brings a mechila, an elevation to the Guf. Says the Malbim, these are the three Kriyas of Torah that we have. During the week, which we're dealing with Gashmias, we have three Aliyas. Can I get the three words of the Pasuk referring to Gashmias? In Yom Tov, that we're dealing with Ruchnias, is a day of spirituality. Then we have five Aliyas. Can I get the five words of the Pasuk? And when we talk about Shabbos, the time of Mechilas Avoinah, the elevation of the Guf, then we have seven Aliyahs connected, the seven words of the third Pasuk. Based on that, the Malbim says that that's also the explanation of the other Shita. That these Aliyahs are connected, the three guards, the five Miroye Pnei HaMelech, and the seven Roye Pnei HaMelech. Says the Malbim, the three guards are the ones that are standing outside the palace. They're the ones that belong to the outside world, to the Gashmias. That's connected to three aliyahs that we do during the week. When we get to Yom Tov, that we're dealing with Ruchnias, with spirituality, that's Miroye Pnei HaMelech. And the Malbim seems to indicate, the Pshat is, that the five Miroye Pnei HaMelech are the more spiritual, the more Miyuchad, the more the advisor, the closer to the king, refers to the time that we speak about Ruchni, about spirituality only. When we get to Shabbos, where the spiritual influences the physical, elevates it, you have a Me'ein Olam Haba, which is elevating the whole world. So then we have the Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech, including the other two advisors, which are not as close. That happens to Shabbos, and that's why Shabbos has seven aliyahs. Now this Gemara appears in a similar fashion in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Yud Amud Beis. The other Gemara speaks about Kiddush HaChodesh, and says that Kiddush HaChodesh, you start dealing with three Dayanim, then you add two more, bring to five, and then you get to seven. And the Gemara there says, what's the reason? He brings the same Gemara back here. Either it's Keneged, the three Pesukim of Birkas Kohanim, or it's Keneged, the Gimel Shomrei Asaf, five Miroye Pnei HaMelech, and seven Roye Pnei HaMelech. The Maharal over there in Chidushi HaGodos, he says a Mahalach, which is similar to the Malbim. And he explains that we're talking about Hispashtus, when something spreads out. You have a Dat, a Nikudo, that's Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it starts spreading out, a dot becomes a line. A line is three points. That's what three nekudas mean. Three. In order to create a line, you have to have three dots. That's the minimum amount. Then you spread out a little bit more, so you get to the four corners. You're creating a square. The square has four corners in the middle. And when you get to seven, seven represents a box that has six sides in the middle. So it's really the way things spread out. So says the Maharal, the three represents the minimum spread. Five is bigger, seven is even more than that. If you connect this to what the Malbim says by us, the Pshat is when you're learning the Torah during the week, you have a minimum spread of Kedusha. It's only three aliyahs. Yom Tev, you have more. It's spreading even more out there to spirituality. Shabbos is when the whole world elevates because of Einu Amabo, then you have seven Elias. And even though the Maharal and the Malmi do not agree with all details of these Gemaras, but the Mahalach is a similar Mahalach. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.